Good evening. Is everybody muted?
I know.
Aksumayah.
Aksumayah.
I believe there are two of you on, correct?
I'm not sure. I did hear some beeping, but no one said anything. And I did have music when I got on, so.
Sounds like it. Let me double check and then we'll start.
Okay.
Malka?
Yes, it looks like there are two people on, so.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and mute.
All right. Please join me in saying the Anapa. Anabikoa Gedula Chimincha Tati Lerura Alfet Gimel Yitzhak Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amcha sagvenu chacharedu nora kufre shayan sintet nun na gibor dorshe yichucha kivavat shamrem nun gimodalet yud kashin Barhim Dhaharim Rachame Sitkatha Amit Gamblem Betet Resh Tzaditab Kimmel Tassim Kadosh Berov Tucha Nael Adata Bet Kufbet Tet Dunayim Yachid Ge'e Lamcha Penei Zokre Kiddushata Yud Gimelamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziyakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav We brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yehovah Wahei. Adonai Yohei Wahei El Rahum Vechanun Erech Abayim V'Rav Chesed Be'emet Notzer Chesed La'alafim Noseya Avon Wafesha V'chata'a V'nakei We will now connect to this energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. The verse comes from Parashat Yitro, it's Pasuk 29, and we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bit Hilu Erkimud Hilud Hilu Erkimu Le'ahta L'shem Yud Hei Bavav Hei Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah, Vayehi Noam, Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kononeh, Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kononehu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Tartane Nanditu Chabrihu Koma De Aved Leela Witata Kola Ihu Kishot Biovada Kishot Vele Lachmila Bialma Divae Barnash Vedach yaleya mineya ulan haga veyakalana tehakuru ovada dikshot inun wikolaitz derich bialma. The energy of the year 5780, our current year, has two aspects. One is a revealed aspect, connecting to the word compensation. The other is a concealed aspect connecting to the word shefa. In order to reveal the word shefa and make that energy revealed instead of concealed and unify it with compensation so that we are receiving the compensation from the goodness of Hashem known as shefa, requires us to study certain verses in the Torah from the Tanakh, actually. And so tonight we will be studying a verse from Exodus. This is chapter 9, verse 31.
Vehapishka vehazira nukata kita hasora aviv vehapishka givol.
The translation of this verse: and the flax and the barley were smitten, for the barley was in the ear, and the locust was upon the flax. And the year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. That verse is from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. It is the one verse that we study from the Tanakh that connects to this energy of peace in the Middle East.
Wisamti makom liami li Israel undati vishakan tata vilavir gaz Old willow Yosifu, Vene Avlala Anoto Ka Asher Barishona.
We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing a tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence.
Wahe wayo la yo sayote alame mehe shila la he aka aka heta ezayo alada la awahe hea yozala me behe he reyo he kome la awaka la yo la wawape hela. Nulaha yo 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 me la he he sewa nuta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re
Yoke wa la he ke ka wa ko me nu da. Anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za. Hey 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 me yo ka wa wa la yo la he. Sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he. Wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me. Nu nu wa nu yo ta. May be hey pay wa yo new may may yo yo la hey re hey my sorry wa may be yo hey hey anu wa may ta hey may ha yo ta may be may nu ko a yo a hey be wa re a hey yo de may hey yo yo may za may wa may. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a me me be shi la yo he anu a kame ta he he yo he anu da la he wa he be he a. Yo sa la me re he he yo yo he me me. La wa wa ka be yo, la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me ha yo he yo, me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a, yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo, a wa me lo ya, la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa, la he he, ka a ko me nu da. Anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za. He shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he. Sa a la re yo a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left chose to leave this day, the 17th day of Tishrei. Rabbi Moshe Rosen and Rabbi David Kahana Shapira of Peoria. We'll now connect to the Ani meditation. Malchut. Yo aheni wa yo hei. Yo aheni wa yo hei. Yo aheni wa yo hei. Yesod. Yu ahuni wu yahu. You are who ni wu yahu. You are who ni wu yahu. Ode. You are who ni wu yahu. You are who ni wu yahu. You are who ni wu yahu. Netzach. He are who ni wu yahu. He are who ni wu yahu. He are who ni wu yahu. Tiferet. Yo ahoni wo yo ho. Yo ahoni wo yo ho. Yo ahoni wo yo ho. Gevura. Ye ach. Ni we yo. Ye ach. Ni we yo. Ye ach. Ni we yo. Hesed. Ye aheni we yo he. Ye aheni we yo he. Ye aheni we yo he. Bina. Ye aheni we yo he. Ye aheni we yo he. Ye aheni we yo he. Achma. Ye aheni we yo ha. Ye aheni we yo ha. Yahani Wayoha. Getter. Yahani Wayoha. Yahani Wayoha. Yahani Wayoha. We will now connect to the SRD Broth, the 10 utterances. Vaydaber Elohim et kol ha-divarim ha-ele le-mor. Anochi Hashem Elohecha asher hotzeiticha me'eretz Mitzrayim mi-beit avadim lo yihye lecha Elohim acherim al panai lo ta'aseh lecha pesel v'kol temuna asher b'shamayim me'ma'al v'asher b'aretz mitachat v'asher b'mayim mitachat la'aretz lo tishtachaveh lachem ולא תעבדם כי אנוכי השם אלוהיך אל קנה פוקד אבום. אבות על בנים על שילשים ועל ריבים וצון עי ועושה חסד לאלפים לאוהבי ושומרי מצוותי, לא תישא את שם השם אלוהיך. לשווא כי לא ינקה השם את אשר יישא את שמו לשווא, זכור את יום השבת, וקדשו ששת ימים. תעבוד ועשית כל מלאכתך ויום השביעי שבת לשם אלוהיך לא תעשה כל מלאכה אתה ובנך וביתך עבדך ועמתך ובהמתך וגרך אשר בשעריך, כי ששת ימים עשה השם את השמיים, ואת הארץ, את הים ואת כל אשר בם, וינח ביום השביעי. על כן ברך השם את יום השבת ויקדשהו. כבד את אביך ואת אמך למען יאריכון ימיך על האדמה אשר השם אלוהיך נותן לך לא תרצח לא תנף לא תגנוב לא תענה ברעך עד שקר לא תחמוד בית רעך, לא תחמוד אשת רעך. ויעבדו ויעמתו ושורו וחמורו, וכל אשר לרעך. The Ma Meditation. Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey. Yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey. Yud Hey Wav, Yud Hey Wav Hey. We'll now say the first two verses of the Shema. Please cover your eyes and lean slightly to the left as we say together. Shema Israel, Adonai, Eloheinu, Adonai, Echad. We're now going to say the abridged Kaddish to elevate to the level of our class tonight.
And we all say Amen.
The roof of the sukkah, made of organic natural materials resting upon the walls. Hasidic literature teaches that the words sukkah, as well as skach, hint at the phrase perceiving. In Hebrew, the word is soche, with divine inspiration. Used to describe our matriarch Sarah, also known as Iska, from the same root letters. I am adding. Iska is a Talmudic Aramaic word. It is the same root as skach. In the Talmud, this word is used 7 times. I expect we will get a sense of its meaning from the writings, the Ari's writings in this class. The skach of a kosher sukkah serves as the medium through which we absorb supernal wisdom and understanding. The Ari teaches that this connection between the skach and the divine inspiration, prophecy, or any level of expanded consciousness is anything but marginal. In fact, the skach of a kosher sukkah in particular serves as the medium through which we absorb supernal wisdom and understanding. Kabbalah presents not only models of spiritual realities in the supernal worlds, but also how we play an active role in their manifestation in this world. In the sukkah, we function in the role of the partsufim of Zeranpin and the Nukva, resembling immature son and daughter, or chicks in a nest, and the skach functions as an interface with the partsuf of Ima, the nurturing mother, not unlike our mother Sarah, hovering over her young in her nest, bestowing wisdom and understanding, allowing them to mature, and even giving them a glimpse of the universe from her exalted perspective. Let us expound upon the matter of the skach of the sukkah. The partitions of the sukkah are the netzach bod yisod of ima, in the aspect of surrounding light. But the skach is the lower half of tiferet of ima, from her chest level and below, which resembles skach upon the 3 partitions within it. And it is known that this part of Tiferet is actually the Keter of Zeranpin. And this is the Schach of the Sukkah, which hovers in Hebrew, Socheach, from the root word for Sach, over the Zeranpin and the Nukva, which dwell beneath it. This is because each Keter, literally the crown, is in the aspect of surrounding light, from the word Koteret, meaning crown, implying encircled. Now the height of the skach should be no higher than 20 cubits. For a sukkah which is higher than 20 cubits is invalid. The reason for this is that Zeranpin and Nukva, which each stand beneath, each have 10 sephirot, therefore together they total 20 cubits. And the skach is the ketribune upon both of them, whose height is particularly constricted to 20 cubits above them. But it is above 20 cubits, it is invalid. And even though there is skach over him, it is above. If it is above 20 cubits, he is unable to perceive its light. The reason for this is, as the sages have written in the Talmud, that when the height of the sukkah is up to 20 cubits or less, a person acknowledges that he is sitting in the shade of the sukkah. The deeper meaning of this is that it is known that regarding all the supernal lights, each person, each one beneath the level of his companion, is unable to reach or perceive beyond this particular level. This is like they say about the souls of the Tzaddikim, that each is burned or damaged by the canopy of his companion and by the close proximity to another's domain. The reason for this is, as the sages have written in the Talmud, that when the height of the sukkah is up to 20 cubits or less, a person acknowledges that he is sitting in the shade of the sukkah. The deeper and here we see that this person, which sits beneath this metaphoric sukkah, is Zerantin and Nufa, Adam and Eve, upon whom it is said, masculine and feminine he created them, and he called them Adam. And in particular, Zerantin, referred to by the name Ma, which is Hashem's name spelled out with Aleph, whose numerical value equals 45, which has the same numerical value as the word Adam, Hebrew for a man or a person, man or woman, as is known. And this person is completely unable to perceive beyond the lower half of the Tiferet Avima. And even though there is chas over him, if it is above 20 cubits, he is unable to perceive its light and doesn't know that he is sitting in its shelter, and that it, the shach, is hovering over and shining upon him. And all 100 of these lights pass through this this shach. Now, to clarify the meaning of the word schach, it is known that the Sephirah of Keter includes all 9 Sephirot beneath it. Also, regarding Tiferet Avima itself, certainly all the lights within her and beneath descend and are transmitted through it, Tiferet Avima. And so we find 2 reasons for this is the case. That in this Keter, all that is below it is included within it. For we know that the lights of Ima, which are drawn into Zerantin, are 100 lights, which is the secret of the 100 blessings that a person should say each day. These are the name of Sag, which is Hashem's spelled out name that's equal to 63, which is associated with the Partsuf of Ima. Plus 37, just the spelling out alone of Sad, which together equal 100. These numbers represent the place of both the hidden and the revealed lights of Zerantin. And all 100 of these lights pass through this Schach, which is the Keter of Zerantin, and are integrated within it and place their impression, their influence within it, just that the light of the tzach is in the aspect of surrounding light, as mentioned above. And being these perforations of the tzach, these lights descend, resembling the stars of the heavens. It is for this reason that it is called tzach, where the meaning of the term is that it hovers, in Hebrew, Mitzachech, the verb form of schach, above them in the aspect of surrounding light. Also, it is named thus for the reason that the numerical value of the word schach equals 100, corresponding to the 100 lights of Zerantin, which descend through it, as was mentioned. Also, regarding what the sages have said in the Talmud, in Tractate Shabbat, that a sukkah which is so thickly covered as to resemble a house, that even though one can't see the stars in it, it is valid retroactively. But ideally, the stars should be visible from within, from beneath the schach. The secret of this is an elaboration upon our commentaries on the additions to the Shabbat evening prayers. Spread upon us the Sukkah of Peace. There it is clarified at great length, the idea that the Asod of Ima becomes spread out like a kind of tent, or a Sukkah, within the body of Zerampin, from the place of his chest, and spreads until the partitions of the body, his Netzachot in Yesod, and all the Chasadim of the body of Zerampin, are above this barrier, for they ascended from below to above. For the barrier is penetrated and they rise. And via these perforations of the sky and this barrier, these lights descend and are visible from below via the perforations of the barrier, resembling the stars of the heavens. This is what I heard from my master, the Ari, of blessed memory, at a different time, and it seems not connected to what we said at the beginning, that the Skach is at the level of Zerampin's Keter, not at his chest level. But this needs in-depth investigation. That is the end of our class tonight. Does anybody have any questions? Tomorrow is Wednesday, and we will have three classes. One is at 11 a.m., which is a Jewish history class. One is at 4:30, a Deep Zohar class. And one is at 7 p.m., which is our questions and answers sessions. I hope you will join us. Remember to read the Torah reading for the first Chol HaMoed day, as this is the way to eliminate anti-Semitism. Shalom Gadol to all.
Shalom. Shalom Gadol. Thank you. Good night.
You all have a good evening, a good holiday, and we'll speak with you tomorrow. Shalom.
Okay. Thank you. Shalom. Thank you.